This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Two people in a vehicle that exploded at a New York-Canada border crossing were declared dead at the scene, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
According to the official speaking on condition of anonymity, the two people were found dead in that vehicle, which exploded before noon at a checkpoint on the American side of the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
This is obviously a very serious situation.
He made a brief statement in Parliament as news came in.
We are following up to try and get as many answers as rapidly as possible. We are in close contact with U.S. officials.
The FBI and ATF say they're investigating the blast. Photos and video on social media show thick smoke, flames, and a damaged security booth with debris surrounding it. Julie Walker, New York.
News that Israel and Hamas agreed to a four-day pause in the war in Gaza was welcomed at the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday. 50 hostages will be freed in stages in exchange for the release of what U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas said would be 150 Palestinian prisoners.
But make no mistake, as soon as the pause ends, we will continue striving towards our goals with full force.
Israel Ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan. Now in its seventh week, the conflict has leveled vast swaths of Gaza, fueled a surge of violence in the occupied West Bank, and stirred fears of a wider fight across the Middle East. The UN Aid Agency for Palestinian Refugees said Wednesday about 1 million internally displaced Palestinians were currently seeking shelter in 156 UNRWA facilities across the Gaza Strip. The agreed-to pause between Israel and Hamas was welcomed by UNRWA.